This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 10th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials held a seminar last month in Henan Province for the Communist Party of China entitled Christianity's Enormous Harm on China's Security. As the government fears Christianity has outpaced the size of the Communist Party itself. Also, 8 members of the Early Rain Covenant Church in China remain in prison, while those who have been released are harassed by the government and community. This church is one of the many Protestant underground churches that have been persecuted and shut down. Meanwhile, officials in Iran are also concerned about the rapid growth of Christianity in their country. As we reported on Wednesday, Iran's intelligence minister Mahmoud Alavi announced last week his concern about the many Muslims in Iran turning to Christ. Alavi has even summoned some of these converts to explain why they have converted. Despite severe persecution in both China and Iran, the church continues to grow by leaps and bounds. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Thousands of pro-lifers joined Canada's March for Life in Ottawa yesterday, 50 years after the murder of unborn babies was legalized, reports LifeSite News. Since that time, about 4 million babies have been killed through abortion. Former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau brought in abortion with the Liberal Omnibus Bill of May 14, 1969, and it is his eldest son, current Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who is pushing abortion and sexual perversions with his policies now 50 years later. With Canada's federal elections 5 months away, pro-lifers are hoping to mobilize people to support leaders and policies that protect human life. North Korea fired 2 short-range missiles on Thursday in its second weapons test in the last week, and the U.S. Justice Department announced yesterday the United States has seized a North Korean shipping vessel in violation of international sanctions, raising tensions between the two countries. President Donald Trump said no one is happy about the missile tests, but still holds out the possibility of more talks with North Korea. More details have come out about the shooting on Tuesday at STEM school Highlands Ranch in Colorado that left 1 student dead and 8 injured. Student Kendrick Castillo acted with bravery when the shooting began. Castillo, 18 and only days away from graduating, rushed one of the shooters immediately, sacrificing his life but making it possible for many other students to escape. The suspects in the shooting have been identified as 16-year-old Maya McKinney and 18-year-old Devin Erickson, both students at the school. McKinney is a young woman pretending to be a man with the name Alec, and Erickson is a registered Democrat who is reported to have posted on Facebook that he hates Christians who oppose homosexuality. Hosea 4 declares, "The Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no faithfulness or steadfast love, and no knowledge of God in the land. There is swearing, lying, murder, stealing, and committing adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed." Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill on Wednesday to make all public school teachers eligible to carry guns in the schools, reports the Associated Press. This follows the Parkland school shooting when a gunman walked into Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, killing 17 people in February 2018. And finally, Chick-fil-A is set to become the 3rd largest fast food chain in America, as its sales have steadily grown since opening their first restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia, 50 years ago, reports the Wall Street Journal. Over the past decade, Chick-fil-A's sales have tripled to $10.2 billion in 2018. Chick-fil-A is known for its friendly service and Christian values, not to mention some great-tasting chicken, consistently coming in as the top-rated fast-food restaurant. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." And this quick correction, if you heard yesterday's special report about Christian filmmaker Rich Cristiano and his new film, Play the Flute, and you're interested in reaching out to him to host a Play the Flute private showing in your city, you'll need his correct email address, which is rich@christianmovies.com. That's rich@christianmovies.com. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 10th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.